This is a new episode of my podcast, Say It As It Is. I am Andreas Ries. My guest today is Dennis Stefanon. Dennis has a commercial education and training in economics, marketing, and human resources. She worked for a long time in the private sector and for over 10 years in the federal administration. At the end of September 2020, she stopped working and is reorientating herself since. In her free time, she likes to be in the mountains or go for walks by the lake and in nature. Her interests are culture, literature, and yoga. She is 48 years old, single, and lives in Thun. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hello, Andreas. Thank you for the interview.
All right. I have noticed that you like to be organized and think and act in a structured and logical manner. You look at something analytically, make up your mind, and then decide. Where does it come from? Or has it always been like that?
Yes, I'm a person that is have a structure in her life. I do all my things very analytical. I have it done for a long time in this way. I think it's... is a problem because I, or not a problem, but it was because in my childhood, my parents have sometimes troubles and not so much money. Because of that, I have to take care about myself a lot of the time. And I want to have security. And when I try to organize myself in a good way that give me the security, and I went from my parents early, so it was necessary to have a good structure in my life that I can build up it.
Thank you. What is happiness and contentment for you?
Happiness is a feeling in my heart. And if I feel happy, I need to have a way of life that I have freedom. I can do my decisions in a way that is realistic and not under pressure. It gives me contentment when I have all the things I need. I do not need a lot of luxury goods, but the necessary things for life. This is perhaps also a topic of security. But when the life works, I have a job that makes me happy, and persons in a social network that are agreeable, then I can have happiness in myself. And I think it's also important that I love myself. This I try to do again and again, because this is an important thing to be content with me and myself.
All right. Were there times when you were very happy?
Yes, this was a time in my past. I was between 25 and 35 years old. Then I found a man. It was a relationship of love. It was my husband then, and we had the common perspective. We want to build up a future. We want to have a house and children. I had a job that was all normal function. Today, I think it was not very excited. It was sometimes a really normal life. We had not big steps to do. We have a lot of possibilities. And but it was a good life at this time. And yes, it gave me a content. We had a lot of things we do together, and we have the same ideas how to build up the future.
Okay. Now tell me, when we go to the world situation, how do you think about this COVID-19 thing?
This COVID-19 situation is for me a difficult situation because I'm not sure about the truth. The newspapers write a lot of things. They give me a lot of facts. And also they tell me every day how many people are infected, new infected. Me, I'm not sure if this is the truth. I have the feeling that is a lot of manipulation behind this. And the problem is when I look the situation, the whole economy go down. And this is the bigger problem, I think. The people are in panic. They lose the jobs. And also this social distancing. For a longer time, I think a lot of people will have then problems with this because we cannot embrace, we cannot do some sports together or travel. We cannot visit friends. So this disturbed me.
Yeah, okay. And what do you think, what is behind that? You said you don't believe the figure from the government.
I think there are so many discrepancies. And sometimes there are people, they give some information that also have based on facts, and they tell us that it's not so a difficult thing. And from one day to another day, these people disappear. I don't know. Perhaps it's for them forbidden to tell the truth. And So I'm not so sure about this.
Okay. What are your worries about the future?
My worries, actual is the worry because of the economy goes down. A lot of people lose the job. And this is something that I have to look at. I not go with this panic because this worries and fears me. If you do not have a job and can earn your own money, you are controlled by the government. If you do get the money by the government, you have also a lot of control, and that worries me.
Okay, understand. Now, you told me you quit your job in September 2020. Why did you do that?
I had working a long time there. I had always a lot of pressure and stress. I get sick in a way, in a bad way, and I have nobody who can understand the situation. And at the end, we had big discussions and I quit this job and try to do now a new a reorientation. I want to check what I want to work, what make me happy. Is it the right way to do a work in such a way? This I try to find out at the moment.
Okay, and what kind of sickness did you get?
The beginning was a tinnitus, and then follows a burnout. This was a bad period in my life because the burnout was a big problem. First, the tinnitus. I tried to find the silence. I could not sleep about the noise in my ears, and I walked around in my apartment. found no silence too. And in the end, I was tired, exhausted, and had problems with the breath, pain in the whole body, signs of paralysis. The other thing, I could not clearly thinking. When I go to work, I try to read the emails, I check the emails, but at the end, I cannot understand. My brain, that did not function.
Okay. And are you now in, or how did you treat it? Or you're still in treatment?
I have first spoken with my family doctor, and he recommend me to take a therapy. He gave me a opportunity to go to a special hospital for a rehabilitation. This was a hard decision for me. At the end, I thought, yes, I want to do. Then I have been there 2 months. They gave me medicaments and to find a way with me to find the rhythm of my life back. After that, I go on with the therapy, with the psychologic, and they work with me on my templates. I have a lot of templates in my life with self-pressure and to do all perfect. And I working with the persons there to change my templates, that I can be more relaxed and can feel when the work is enough or when I can do things for my own that give me energy, things that give me energy back.
So that means you are well again, or pretty well again. So tell me, what does partnership mean to you?
This is a very difficult question, because in my young life I have the dreams. I was in the dream of one man is the right man in your life and you will be together till the end. And this changed a lot. Now I think a partnership or a relationship is a relation between two persons that needs feelings, but also respect of the other person, to be honest, and it's important to speak together, to be authentic. Every person can have an opinion and then to find solutions and conclusions at the end. I like to have a partnership as an enrichment in my life. Mm-hmm. That's for me important, that I can have good times, bad times, and it's like an enrichment that gives me more energy and not take me energy.
What qualities should your dream partner have?
My dream partner, in earlier time, I was thinking a lot about that if it is handsome, and this changed a lot. I want that he is a person, a funny person. He's honest. That he makes things with me. That is a person that give me an enrichment in my life.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's very difficult to find the partner. I think it is difficult and need a lot of tolerance of both person.
Yeah. But were you ever let down by other people?
Yes. I have been let down often, but I split up with these people. This is also a part when I get ill or sick. people do not help me, and I must see then they have manipulated me. They have taken only the advantage for themselves. And this is something that I don't like. I try to avoid that other people let me down by manipulation.
Okay. Now, before we close down, tell me, Denise, what keeps you up at night?
It keeps me up at night when in my brain all the things are in a rotation, when I'm thinking about the problem and I cannot stop thinking about this. Then I try to go out of the bed. I have some techniques that I breathing, or I do some yoga to find calmness and silence. Then I can sleep. I think it's the problem when I cannot sleep, when I think too much about life.
Okay. What is the best advice you would give to your 20 years old self?
The best advice: do a trip around the world. Me, I'm sad I have never done. It's a time you never come back when you are 20 years old. It's important to learn and to do a good job, but not only think to the career. Take care about the body. And when you do a trip around the world, you can get open-minded. You learn about other cultures and get satisfaction about the own life.
Thank you. You're constantly working on accepting yourself and being proud of what you have achieved. Can you tell me more about that?
I'm proud that I have done the step out of the burnout. And also I'm proud that I could do a cut with my last job, because this was difficult. But now I'm proud to do this, because it's a future. I have not too much plans, and that's something I have to learn. I learned a lot. I'm proud of this changement. And I'm proud that I can love myself every day more.
Thank you, Denise, for giving me your time and granting some insights into yourself and your life.
Thank you, Andreas, for your time.